And back at the Classic of the Country, I'm Matt Coy, and joined by a couple of members of Toledo Notre Dame, the Eagles, and they won their game 41-31 at the Classic of the Country, and they defeated Mason, the Mason Comets. And the players alongside me are senior Callie Vings. Callie had 10 points and 6 rebounds, and she knocked down a 3-point basket for the game. And also junior Brooklyn Armstead had 16 points and 1 rebound, knocked down 4 3-pointers for the contest as well. And Callie, alongside me, I mentioned a senior here. And Callie, you guys lost on Saturday, came back on a win today. How much does that mean to you to be able to bounce back like this and get a win here at the Classic?
I think it feels really good to leave with a win because it puts us on a good roll for the rest of the season, because it's coming to an end, and I feel like winning here is hard already, so it was good.
Absolutely. In Brooklyn, you guys were down 7-5 after the first quarter, came back, turned things around in the second and third quarters, really outscored them. It was 29-15 in those second and third quarters. What's the biggest difference, do you think, in those two quarters for your team?
The biggest difference was moving the ball around, just making sure we had really good ball movement. And on defense, we really got in gaps and, like, stopped the ball from going in the paint.
All right. And, Callie, of course, you had 10 points, 6 rebounds in the game. Talk about your game here, what you try to do, your role for the team.
I think I really just tried to, like, feed Brooklyn the ball so she can get her shot off and, like, even paint touches for other people just so they can, like, score in the paint.
Yeah, I should add those 4 assists you had in that game as well. Brooklyn, you knocked down, she talked about feeding you, you knocked down 4 3-pointers in the game. What was working well with that outside shot in that game?
I was just making sure I was confident and knowing I can shoot the ball. Just having confidence is what made me shoot the threes.
What's the key to being a good shooter? Obviously practice, I'm sure, but also just kind of have that mindset that, hey, the next shot's going to go in type of thing?
Yeah, that works for me most of all. Like, I like when my team uplifts me and my coaches. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys were out rebounding the game, but you forced 16 turnovers on Mason here. Talk about the defense, what was working for you there.
Well, we're in stacks right now. It's a new zone we're trying, and I think it really, like, our communication really helped us, like, not let certain players just get their easy buckets.
All right, and Brooklyn, just for you guys here, after you get out of this Classic here, just to talk about what the focus is, what you guys are looking to do here after the Classic here this second half of the year.
The focus is we have to be tough, like, on offense and defense. Just share the ball, make sure we communicate. Just make sure we're playing good, like, most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Callie, how about for you, just in terms of if you're gonna reach your goals the second half, what's going to have to happen?
Just be tough, like Brooklyn said. I mean, we just have to want it as much as the other teams do and play together.
Now, I asked Brooklyn this the other day. I'll ask you, Callie, just to get a chance to play in an event like this, what's that mean to you here to be at the Classic?
It means a lot because I think it really helps underclassmen and, like, our whole team get better as a group and see where we're at.
All right, well, congratulations on the victory. Good luck here on the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, that is Callie Thames and also Brooklyn Armstead of Toledo Notre Dame. They defeated Mason by the score of 41-31 at the Classic in the Country.